Our next very interesting talk is in two parts. Firstly, it's by noted historian from the Knocknore area, John O'Mahony. And in the church, he described what happened in the Knocknore area during the Civil War. And then we went outside to visit some of the graves of those who died during the Civil War that are interned in Knocknore Cemetery. So, John O'Mahony.
I've been asked to give a talk on this special occasion on the Civil War and the people from around here that fought in the Civil War. The signing of the Anglo-Irish Treaty in 1921 triggered a short but bitter civil war, during which more than 1,000 Irish people were killed, including Michael Collins. After 18 months of guerrilla war, both the British government and the leaders of the IRA sought to bring this ugly conflict to an end. When Michael Collins signed the treaty accepting something less than the complete independence of all Ireland, 26 instead of 32 counties, he prophesied he was probably signing his death warrant. He was right. The signing of the treaty triggered a short but bitter civil war from June 28, 1922 to May 24, 1923. During which more than 1,000 Irish people died, including Collins. So how did men who had fought for the ideal of a free and independent Ireland come to kill each other? To a great extent, the division was between those who had worked with Michael Collins and were influenced by his charismatic personality, and those fighters far from Dublin who followed other leaders with different views. Few of the IRA commanders in the field supported the treaty, and the majority of the rank and file followed their local commander. And just a brief word on two of the main leaders during the Civil War. Michael Collins from 1890 to 1922. Michael Collins served as the brains of the IRA during the War of Independence, and having negotiated the treaty with Britain, became the Minister of Finance in the provisional government that followed. On the outbreak of the Civil War, he resigned that post to take command of the National Army. His death at age 32 in an ambush on a country road deprived Ireland of a charismatic leader and changed the course of Irish history. Liam Lynch, who lived from 1890, was born in the same year, incidentally, as Michael Collins, to 1923. During the War of Independence, Liam Lynch made his mark as a well-respected IRA leader. One of the most important opponents of the treaty, he persuaded the majority of the IRA to join him. Nevertheless, as the Civil War approached, he did his utmost to avoid the conflict. But when it came, he accepted the post of Chief of Staff of the anti-treaty IRA. A skilled and determined fighter, he was one of the last casualties of the Civil War. And now we come to some local involvement here during the Civil War. I just mentioned Dan Leahy briefly. Dan was born in Crossrae in 1895. He joined the Volunteers in 1916, rising to the rank of Commandant, 2nd Battalion, Waterford Brigade. He also acted over the years as a judge in the Sinn Féin courts. He took the Republican side in the Civil War, and he joined Fianna Fáil when the party was formed. He was very active in local politics, and he became a member of Waterford County Council, was elected chair. He was on the Waterford Committee of Agriculture and the Vocational Committee. Dan passed away on December 26, 1955, aged 60. Tom Mackey was one of the casualties of the Civil War. Tom was born in Fountain, Moorhill, Tallow, in the year 1896. Father John married Mary Linehan, and they had seven children, four boys and three girls. The Mackey family were hardworking and eventually ended up owning first their own house by the 1911 census and their own land afterwards, most likely purchased under one of the Land Acts, maybe perhaps the Windham Act, sometime after 1911. Tom became a member of the Irish Volunteers at an early age, and he joined the Kilwatermy West Waterford Brigade. He was a capable and efficient volunteer who took part in all IRA activities, and he attained a rank of officer in a short time. He took the Republican side in the Civil War, which followed the Anglo-Irish Treaty, and at this time he was quartermaster of the 3rd Battalion, which had been transferred to the Cork No. 2 Brigade. On the 25th of May 1923, He was walking in the road near his home at a place known as Boring Fork. He was surprised by a detachment of Free State troops in a motor vehicle. It is surmised that he suspected they had come to arrest him. He attempted to get away, but the soldiers brought concentrated fire to bear on him and he fell mortally wounded. Tom Mackey was 27 years old at the time of his death, and his remains were removed to Tallow, and his funeral to Knockanore Cemetery took place on the 26th of May. A monument is erected to his memory at the place where he met his death. Nate White. Nate White was born and grew up in Ballyphillip West in 1898. His parents were Patrick and Hannah White. His one sister, Bridget. His father, Patrick, is listed in the 1901 census as an agricultural worker. 10 years later, no doubt due to being thrifty and hardworking, he is listed in 1911, along with his wife Hannah, as shopkeepers near Knockanore village. Nate joined the Irish Volunteers and became a member of the Knockanore Company West Waterford Brigade IRA with the rank of First Lieutenant. Being an IRA member involved risking your life and freedom if you were caught and are arrested. And Nate had some narrow escapes, including a day when he attended a race meeting in Moorhill, and the meeting was raided by the Black and Tans. Nate had a revolver, which luckily he was able to pass to his sister Bridget, who was in a pony and trap. Bridget managed to hide the weapon despite a search by the Tans, and this was a lucky escape for Nate, as he would have been arrested or even shot if the gun was found. Nate took the Republican side in the Civil War and managed to escape injury or capture. When the Civil War ended, seeing no prospects in Ireland, Nate emigrated to America. He settled in Boston, Massachusetts, and sadly, Nate died in Boston in 1934 at the young age of 35 years. Thomas Greehy. Thomas was born in Church Street, Lismore, about 1904. He attended local national school, where he was a pupil of above average intelligence. He joined the Lismore Company of the Irish Volunteers at an early age and was one of its most active and trusted members. He took part in all activities in which his unit was involved, and he took the Republican side during the Civil War. The local IRA battalion had a quantity of arms, ammunition and other military equipment stored in a hiding place in Ballyclement Wood near Kilwatermy. On the 10th of March 1923, Tom Greehy, who at this time was battalion quartermaster, had occasion to visit the place. It had been booby-trapped by the National Army, and he came in contact with a mine setting it off, which killed him instantly. He was temporarily buried in Kilwatermy, not far from where he met his death due to the troubled conditions at the time. His remains were exhumed in August 10, 1924, and he was reinterred in St. Michael's Cemetery, Lismore. Now, there were several local people involved, and even Glendine, which is nearby, had a company at that time, and that was commanded by Tom Dunn from Glendine. And he took part again in the Civil War, and when that was over, he returned to farming, and he passed away in 1974 at the age of 87. So this evening, during National Heritage Week, we remember and pay tribute to these men and their families who endured and risked so much to achieve freedom that Ireland enjoys today. Thank you.
Noted historian John O'Mahony there telling us about Knockanore during the Civil War times. Now we're going back to Knockanore Church, and the good priest there is Father Pat Condon, and he gave a blessing to everybody and arranged that they were all looked after on the night. He does a lovely mass here on a Sunday evening, by the way, at 6:30 on CRY. God bless you, Father Pat, if you're listening in.
You might just stand up and we have a blessing today in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And may they rest in peace.
Amen.
Yeah. Okay, this is Daniel Lee, his grave now from Crossraith, and Daniel served as a commandant in the army during the War of Independence, and he took the Republican side during the Civil War. And as John said earlier, he was a county councillor. He served 2 terms in Waterford County Council. Sadly, he died at the young age of 60 years of age on the 28th of December 1955. So a lot of history there, and all the family are buried there as
very
well.
Western, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So if we go over this way, so. Oh, he was, yeah? Oh, he was 74. Four, John, his family of four, John, Elizabeth, Oliver and Tom. Oliver died in Dublin about 2 years ago, and Tom died a year ago. And Tom died in July 2021, his anniversary mass was celebrated there 2 weeks ago. You see O'Donnell and White family grave. Edmund's parents there, Hannah White and Patrick White, both actually died in 1939. They died the same year. Edmund White was born in 1899. He served in the War of Independence and also on the Republican side during the Civil War. He emigrated to Boston, Massachusetts in 1925, and sadly he died at the young age of 35 on Christmas Eve 1934 in Boston, and is buried there. And there are his family members there. And Edmund's sister, Bright White, married Edmund O'Donovan, and they had a large family of eight, five girls and three boys. And you probably know a lot of them.
In Ballyphillip.
They had a shop in Ballyphillip, as John mentioned there, in the 1901 census, Edmund White was down as a farmer, and in the census of 1911, he was down as a shopkeeper.
His wife,
Hannah White. So that's Patrick White and Hannah White. A grocery shop and general provisions and farm supplies and all that in Ballyphillip. Yeah, that's right, yeah. And the post office as well, that's right, yeah.
The post office,
that's right, and that's supply groceries and oil and fuel and all that.
Was there any account of Edmund? Did Edmund get married at all in the
States? No, he didn't.
Oh, what did he die of? He died very young.
Yeah, I was actually asking his dad, but he doesn't know actually. He died of natural cause, but we don't know what the actual cause of death was.
He died before his parents, so.
Yeah, he died in Boston in 1934. Christmas Eve 1934, he died. Yeah. At the age of 35.
That was young.
It was very young.
Do they know the graveyard in Boston where he's buried, no?
I presume they do, Pat, yeah.
He's living near a relation of mine, she told me she knows him well, an American couple, he's living very near.
Oh,
get him on the job.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would be interesting, yeah. And there might be an obituary somewhere as well.
That's right.
Another project for the...
Edmund's sister then, Bride, married Edmund O'Donovan, who a lot of you know in this parish.
Ned Donovan.
That's right. Not the Pope, no. A brother of his. David the Pope.
His
lorries. He drove milk and supplies of water for Co-op, Dungarvan Co-op at the time, back in the 50s and 60s. That's right, yes. That's right, yeah. And Bridget died in 1951, and her husband, Edmund, died in 1978. They had a family of eight, five girls and three boys. So that's it. So we proceed. So it's where Tom Mackey is buried. The family grave here now, where Tom Mackey is buried. And as John said earlier, poor Tom Mackey was shot on the 25th of May 1923 at the very end of the Civil War. It was actually the day after it ended, so it was a very tragic incident. It ended on the 24th of May, and poor Tom was shot on the 25th of May 1923 in Fountain, where the monument is. I'm sure a lot of you know where the monument is in Fountain. So.
Was he shot or was it a bomb?
No, he was shot. He was shot in the back, I believe he ran and he was shot.
He was jumping off the fence.
Was he
unarmed?
I'm not sure, Tommy, to be honest.
He was possibly. He'd been shot in the back.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so, yeah, it was, yeah. He went up a side road,
By
the car Boring Fork from the Fountain Road, and it's about 50 metres up there. There's a man up in the right side of the road as he up there, yeah.
The shot in the back was terrible.
It was awful, yeah.
He was the same.
Yeah, and it was just over that time, yeah. That's right, yeah. That's
not
right,
that right. Shooting the front is any better either. But
I know it isn't.
But shooting
no,
in the back?
No.
That's right, yeah.
For my brigade, I believe, yeah, it was, yeah, that's right.
The original class here is gone. There was a class, do you remember the
Yes, Patrick, that's right. Yeah.
It was a metal class. It was metal, wasn't it?
That's right, yeah.
It was metal, and it was just Mackie written across it.
That's right, it was.
In the process of doing up this guy, did away with it. I think it's probably buried inside it.
Yeah.
So just that's the only sign of there now, Tom Mackey.
Yeah.
So there should be a proper
little monument.
Monument up to him. But there was an original one.
All right.
Tom and two brothers, Bill and Jack Mackey, and one sister. And Bill Mackey had a daughter, Mamie O'Keefe, there near Mackey. She was died on the 31st of July 1987 at the young age of 53. And she was married to a man called Con O'Keefe, who was buried here beside her. And he died the 7th of October 2005, aged 77.
Why was Tom buried here? Would you think Kilwaugh Mai would be more appropriate to his location?
The family plot was here.
His parents are buried over there. And his brothers and sisters. Around the tree there.
There's
a big cross up there.
So Tony, is the family O'Keefe's belonged related to him? Are they still in the parish?
Con O'Keefe has a sister, Breda, living in the parish. Breda Cope.
Are they any children?
They had, but not in the parish. Yeah, they're two of them. Yeah, sadly, one is dead. And Liam and Gay.
Kilcrone.
That's right.
Hans' sister was married to an uncle of mine. They got married in 1948. I said it was the first wedding I was ever had. It was only about six. They told me I got drunk. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. Yes,
yeah. Yeah, but there was quite a family, the O'Keefes.
They were a very family.
So Breedin is married, as you're saying.
Yeah, Breedin married too. Yeah,
they had been married. They were drunk at six.
They told me I was sucking the bottles. Anyway, we won't go down.
Con was married to Mamie. That's right, yeah. That's right, yeah. I know. That's right.
His mother, she came from Green Road.
She was married to Bill.
And the house that they lived in, the house that Deirdre is living in now.
That's right, yeah. That's right, that's where Tom lived, and his brothers Bill and Jack, and Mamie inherited in, and obviously Jack wasn't married, and Tom wasn't, so Mamie inherited the house from the father, and she married Con O'Keefe, he married in there. He had a business there for a while, he ran timber.
He was in timber.
Sawmills, small sawmills. Railings and stakes and all that for a number of years.
I can remember Mamie Mackey.
Yeah,
she was a very quiet woman.
She was, that's right, yeah.
Did the Mackeys come from Limerick?
Originally, I think so, yeah.
So there you are now. That's our discussion in the graveyard in Knockanore Church as part of Heritage Week, remembering the fallen there during the Civil War. My big thanks to Pat and to Tony and to John and all the other contributors there. Well done, ladies and gentlemen. And before that, we heard local historian John O'Mahony in the church, and we also heard from a lady very much into the environment there and doing her bit to promote biodiversity and helping us look after the environment, Ava Farrington. Well done to Ava.